seem all weary. I wonder if I've ever made a single wrong decision. I guess I once confused the German word for fate with the word for history.
You're tuned in to Vinylthon on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Stay tuned for 24 hours of vinyl listening.
You're listening to Vinylthon 2024. Stay tuned. Radio stations are spinning together to celebrate vinyl. This year's Vinylthon special is coming up, featuring artist interviews, behind-the-scenes stories from the vinyl industry, and a special chat with this year's Vinylthon ambassadors, Third Man Records.
Hi, this is Ben Blackwell from Third Man Records, and I want to thank you for supporting Vinylthon. From our side of things, from me personally to Third Man, it is insanely appreciated and it's encouraged, and you know, we couldn't be happier that you said 200 different stations this year. Yeah, that's amazing. That's wild. And that's only going to grow, and it's only going to have more people do individual shows where they just play vinyl, et cetera, et cetera. And maybe that's one way that we see vinyl growth is actually in the radio realm.
You're listening to Vinylthon 2024.
This Sunday, April 21st, is WONY e-board elections for the 2024-2025 school year. All members of WONY are required to attend, and you must be a member to participate in the voting. This election is in IRC 2 at 2 p.m. I hope to see you there.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. Thursday, April 24th, learn more about lead credit with the Lead at Oneonta team at 5 p.m. Also happening at 5, an art gallery reception is happening at Fine Arts. On Friday, April 25th, the Empire State Service Corp is hosting a yoga meditation session from 8 to 1 p.m., located at the First Floor Lounge in Madison. On Saturday, April 26th, O-Fest Fair at the Quad from 1 to 5 p.m. Please note that the fair is free and open to the entire Oneonta community, but some items and services have a fee. At 7 p.m., watch Neon Trees perform at the Alumni Fieldhouse. On Sunday, April 27th, CurlCon is happening this year from 12 to 5 p.m. at Lee Hall. This weekend's average is around 50 degrees. Expect a couple showers early Saturday. Music-related news, Coco Jones releasing her debut album, Why Not More? A surprise single from Lorde titled What Was That? And indie fans should check out New Things by Avery Friedman and The Crux by Joe. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great weekend and keep it locked. Gah!
Let's ride. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. And this is the Stuck in Traffic, our pop hour. Keep it locked. Let's ride.
I'm not stuck in traffic. This isn't the hour pop hour. I'm back, everybody. DJ Nas from Mark II, what's in your pocket? Wasn't around much last week. Had a lot of stuff going on up here at Schoolwood. Got through the humps that I needed to, and I'm back here with episode 36. And, Monday, in the middle of this week, we will hit May, which is awesome. There are exactly 7 days of classes left here at SUNY Oneonta, so we are gearing up for the final rigmarole here, everybody. I hope everybody's doing well, had a great weekend. I did not make it to O-Fest, but hopefully Neon Trees were great. I don't really know much about them, besides like the one or two songs that were on the good old radio years ago. But it seemed like some people were excited for it, so cool. We're going to start this morning off with some sweet Fox on the Run.
Okay. raised and regimented, hardly a hero. Yet someone whose mother might know. Very clearly a case for cornflakes and classics. Two teas, both with sugar, please. In the back of an alley. While little dirt cowboys turn brown in their saddles. Sweet chocolate biscuits and red rosy apples in summer. For it's hay make and hay mow. Do the papers say anything do? All the chances in life for little dirt cowboys. Should I make my way out of my home in the woods? Brown dirt cowboy, still green and growing, city slick captain. Fantastic the feedback, the honey, the hive could be whole.
Some Elton John there. It's a crazy album cover. Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy. Yeah, that's what happened back in those days. Anyways, we start off with Sweet Fox on the Run, which I obviously love. And, yeah, happy Monday, everybody. Hope everybody had a fantastic, fantastic weekend, just like Captain Fantastic himself. I'm in the mood to just spin a bunch of stuff today. Not as much blabbing as I normally do. So here we go. We're going to listen to a little Girl Can't Help It, Little Richard, one of my faves. Wahoo!
Go, Cat, go, their battle cry, World War III is starting in the room.
Well, y'all were lucky, because when I put on Little Richard to play Girl Can't Help It, I mistakenly put on Lucille, which is a great song. So you heard that. And then the Stray Cats, Rumble in Brighton. And then I went back and played the song I meant to play, Little Richard. Girl Can't Help It. Such a good tune. I love it. All right, here's the joke of the day. You ready? Why did the wife of an ornithologist block him on social media? This is the wrong. I didn't. This I've told the joke wrong. Let me start again. What did the man say when his wife blocked him on social media for using too many bird puns? What did the man say when his wife blocked him on social media for using too many bird puns? This is a terrible joke. Happy Monday. Was I saying it was Tuesday before? I don't even know. We have 7 days of classes left. I'm totally zoned out on stuff because these songs are awesome. I'm going to play some Queen for you. Crazy Little Thing Called Love from The Game.
Thank you.
David Lee Roth, California Girls, Crazy from the Heat. How we all doing out there? Before that, we heard Wind Up Working in a Gas Station, Frank Zappa, from the Zootalors album, which I love. It's funny, that album, every song on that album is kind of this middle of the road. That one's a little faster, but middle of the road tempo kind of thing. And when he played the others, when he played those songs live, they were a lot faster. I don't like that studio album that much because I think the tempos are too slow on everything. But I love all those songs played in the live setting. So yeah, you get what you get. There's different versions. This is the one thing about Zappa I like is it's completely different every time something pops up, especially with the live stuff. Going to play a longer one for you now. I haven't played some Floyd in a little bit, so love the Floyd. I love all Pink Floyd, except the final cut and everything after that. So I like everything up to the wall, basically. The other stuff's fine. I just, you know, the 80s stuff is whatever. I don't really want to listen to Roger Waters talk about his daddy issues most of the time. So after he left, too, it's just not the same. Those few first Floyd albums were okay. Division Bell and whatever the other one was. Delicate Sound of Thunder, was that the live one? I can't remember. But they were fine. But nothing like the old ones. Yeah, so we're going to listen to some Pigs. We're going to go three different ones here. I love this song. Animals is amazing. I think my favorite Floyd album is definitely Metal. But if I had to pick a second one, it would be this. I hope you're ready for a 9.5 minute banger. Pigman Charade, you are. Thank you. Just another Manic Monday. Wish it was Manic Panic Monday. Remember that? They still sell that? They probably still do. I haven't dyed my hair in many, many, many moons. The last time I did it was to dress up like Pee Wee Herman in probably 2002 for a Halloween show at the Autumn Cafe. Before that, we had Pigs, three different ones, Pink Floyd. I actually cut that one a little short because I didn't have as much time today as I thought. Here's the end of the joke of the day. I forgot to, I said it earlier and I never said the punchline. So what did the man say when his wife blocked him on social media for using too many bird puns? What did the man say when his wife blocked him on social media for using too many bird puns? Well, you know what he said? Two can play that game. I'm not apologizing for that at all. Going to listen to some Reverend Horton Heat, Big Sky, from Liquor in the Front, Poker in the Rear.
Stone me to my soul. Stone me just like jelly. yet it's torn me, yet it's torn me to my soul. Stomp me just like going home, yet it's torn me. Yet the rain let up and the sun came up, and we were getting dry. Almost let a pickup truck nearly pass us by. So he jumped right in the driver's grin, and he dropped us up the road. And we looked at the swim, and we jumped right in, not to mention fishing poles. Oh, the water. Oh, the water. Oh, the water. Let it run all over me. Yeah, that storm made to my soul. Storm me just like Jelly Roll. Yeah, that storm. And it's stoning to my soul. It's gonna be just like going home. And it's stoning.
How awesome is that song? And it stoned me to my soul. I love it. I love that whole album. Is really, really, really good. Moondance, Van Morrison, amazing. All right, I'm going to play, before that, we were listening to Big Sky from the Reverend Horton Heat, who's definitely one of my musical idols. I actually own a Reverend Horton Heat signature Gretsch, which is my main guitar that I use for my band, so he means something to me. Once again, happy Monday. I got one more song for you before I put on the old rotation tune that I am required to play. But I will see everybody tomorrow for Taco 2 for Tuesday. This is DJ Nos for Mark II with What's in Your Pocket, coming in hot live in the basement of Hunt Union, home of Red Dragon Radio, Wondy 90.9 FM. Gonna leave you with some Misfits. I Want Your Skulls.
The the stock and I left the sock again.
Usually not the type to keep on waiting. Usually like to love and leave them fast. Something that you're doing got me thinking. I'ma take my foot up off the gas. She said, hey, I like where this is going. So let's just take it slow. Moment, so let's just take it slow.
Song in Bikini Bottom, Electric Zoo.
Hey, that's pretty catchy.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, the best radio station in all of Bikini Bottom. Don't touch that dial, keep it locked.
I love this young people's music.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. Thursday, April 24th, learn more about lead credit with the Lead at Oneonta team at 5 p.m. Also happening at 5, an art gallery reception is happening at Fine Arts. On Friday, April 25th, the Empire State Service Corp is hosting a yoga meditation session from 8 to 1 p.m. located at the first floor lounge in Madison.